caution is advised. Stryker and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Not that rad bastard again. I'm sorry, I'm already apologizing. This is Stryker. I'm filling in for Adam Carolla here on Loveline.
We got to work on your self-esteem. Really.
I'm trying to build it up.
Good.
I'm trying.
You don't have to apologize for anything.
All right.
It's a huge pleasure. You're giving me relief from that monstrous Adam Carolla.
But he is funny, and when I do get to come in here and do this for him, I get so excited just driving here.
Oh, nice.
It is super fun to do this thing.
It is a good show, isn't it?
Yeah, and my week has just been crazy, but man, am I excited right now. I feel like I'm on speed almost.
Tell him about your week.
My week?
Yeah.
Flew out to New York Friday night. Stayed up almost the whole night having a good time.
Oof.
Saturday, slept in like 3 o'clock New York time. First time ever to the East Coast. Cruised around out there. Then on Tuesday, was a guest on that TRL MTV show.
Well, you were guest. You hosted it.
Well, I was like a kind of a co-host. There was like this one dude, but I was on the whole time with him.
Yeah.
I think his name is Caboose. Caduce. Carson was somewhere.
Oh!
I think he was golfing or something or looking for a girl. And then the Who Knows the Band thing, which last time I was on here filling in for Adam, was going to start, going to be on TV like a week after I was on with you.
That had not aired yet when
I
you
don't
left
think
yet?
It, no, it was going to air like the following Monday or
How
something.
Interesting.
And now it's the second season. It just started this past Monday.
So they know you as the host of that.
Who's that? Like people that aren't in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Right, as the host of the Who Knows
people
the Band.
People in Los Angeles know you as Stryker.
Here on K-Rock. Right, exactly. So the people in L.A. know exactly what I'm all about, like the System of a Down and the Incubus. But if you live in Iowa and or, you know, Chicago or Antioch, California, well.
That's what it says.
Yeah, right. I don't know where that is, but we'll find out. So it's been crazy since I've been here, but super fun. I'm excited.
That's good.
Yeah. Where's thanks. Where's Ace at tonight?
He went to the Super Bowl. I know. It just is up, doesn't it?
He's going to the Super Bowl. I'm hosting a Super Bowl party with Jimmy Eat World here in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
Sunday. But I think I'd rather be in New Orleans with the Beans and the
Well, then, you know, Adam and Jimmy are life partners. And they you know, Jimmy gets to do this Fox Sports stuff. And he'll be there probably with all the players. And they're doing man show stuff.
Cool. Are you still a board certified physician since last time I was here?
Yes, no, nothing's changed.
Are you still an addiction medicine specialist?
Yeah, I still do that.
Okay. Phew, thank God. Good. I've heard some rumors. So it's 1-800-LOVE-191, Stryker, Dr. Drew. And where are we going? Let's go to Aaron. 19. Aaron, what's up?
I have a boyfriend who's a little bit older than me, and he has a problem with our age difference.
How old is he?
He is 34.
Yes.
34.
Yes.
How long have you been dating this guy?
About 5 months.
Where'd you meet him?
Through my uncle. He was he works on cars, and he was working on my uncle's car.
Oh boy!
Of course he was.
So he won't let go of the fact that he's so much older than you. Is that what you're saying? So he has some shred of decency, is what you're saying?
I guess.
Yeah, some remnant of humanity remains in this guy, but doesn't keep him from having sex with her.
That's right.
Of course, it's still going on. So what is it you want to do about this?
Well, I kind of want him to get over it.
I don't think he's going to. He's going to keep getting older. It's going to keep bugging him more.
What's in it for you in the long run, Aaron? Grow a little bit older, get a couple of Pintos, build cars on the lawn, have parts hanging all over the house. He'll be 50. You'll be like 28 with 6 kids, and then you're done.
No, it's not going to be like that.
All right.
Well, think about that. He will be pushing 50 when you're 28.
Yeah.
Think about that. How about when you're like... Maybe my age, and he'll be like 70, 65.
And how old are you?
I'm 43, so he'd be 58 then. It's almost 60.
Hmm.
And that's a hell of an age difference. And it's sort of being in two different places in one's life. And it's got to be tough to maintain a relationship that way. You're both adults. I guess you're 19. It's not like you were 17 and he was 34. We'd be a lot more freaked out if that were the case.
But if you're just, you know, fooling around having fun, I think you're all good. But if you want it to go further, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. God bless you if it does. But and I'm thankful that he has some shred of decency about him.
Right.
It concerns him. But this kind of problem does not go away.
Aaron, is this the oldest guy you've ever dated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you in trouble meeting guys?
No.
No? He's good.
Actually, it's opposite right now.
What is it about this one?
You know.
He's greasy.
he's really sweet to me.
Well, sure, you're afraid if he makes you angry, you're going to call the police.
Huh?
Why would he? No, 19. Exactly.
I'm kidding.
She likes his monkey wrench, and they play around, and they have fun. Well, have fun with the guy.
You're both adults, yeah. I mean, effectively, so.
Effectively? What did you say?
Well, she's essentially an adult.
Oh, okay. Chaz, where the hell is Antioch or Antioch?
It's like an hour away from San Francisco.
All right. Okay. What's
cool.
up?
You're 13. What's going on?
Yeah, sorry, I'm a little nervous, but,
You're doing well. You're doing fine.
Hey, Stryker.
What's that?
I wanted to know what the bases were.
The bases? Like, if you were running on the baseball diamond, like, No.
Like, relationships or...
Like, sexually, yeah. Baseball diamond. Yeah.
And you're 13.
Yeah.
Well, first base is like...
I have to ask kids this because it changes okay. all the time. But you tell me your understanding of it.
Of the bases?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, for 13, I would say...
No, it actually doesn't... It's the same...
Change? Yeah, you're probably right. 13 is definitely making out.
Is number one.
Right.
Base one. Right,
no hands anywhere except maybe on the
first
back
base.
Of the other person's head.
Right.
That is first base.
All right.
Second base is touching bosom.
Okay.
Under the shirt.
Okay.
The shirt does not have to be removed...
Right.
But the hand is on the breast.
Bouncy, yeah. Bouncy.
That's what I'm talking
Keep
about.
Going.
Third base is a hand in
okay.
the pants.
This is now, you're now circa 1985.
No, why?
Yes, because it's changed since
well,
then.
Well, I'm saying it from a guy, what a guy's getting.
I'm just telling you what they tell me now, because I have to go back and ask young people.
What is third base for you?
Not for me, but for what they tell me.
Okay, yeah.
Second base is touching anywhere under the clothing. Including, especially below the belt.
Right.
And at third base, now oral sex.
Oral.
And that home run is still home run.
Okay.
And the bases have been revised.
Chaz, have Certainly you been to any of those bases?
By the way, when I was Chaz's age, oral sex was something that happened,
nightly in your household.
No, it was something that happened, like, only to movie stars. It wasn't something that ever happened in a normal relationship.
Well, I don't know where you were living.
A long time ago, okay.
Chaz, you said you've been to first base?
Yeah.
Was there any tongue involved?
Yeah.
What base are you trying to get to?
Yeah, at least second.
At least second. At least.
You got to be respectable.
Of course. Yeah. You know. Third base is going to be fun for you. You have a girlfriend?
Uh-huh. Not right now.
How about
take,
you?
Take your time.
Yeah,
13.
Take your
13.
Time. 13. All right. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. And when is Korn going to be on there?
That is a great question. And?
I would say the band Korn's...
Where's that?
Well, their new album comes out probably in like 2 or 3 months, or probably around that time.
I keep hearing it's around the time of their album release, but I heard February was the album release.
First was supposed to come out at the end of 2001.
Yes, that's what I heard.
And then they were in Phoenix doing lyrics and that kind of stuff, and I think they ended up at the strip clubs a lot.
Okay.
And then they came back here, and then they're hanging out. You got it, Chaz?
Yeah.
And say hi to Jonathan Davis when you see him.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you.
All right, let's go to George, 21, on Loveline. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing.
I was just calling regards to Soma. I believe this question would be for Dr. Drew.
Right.
Every once in a while, you know, me and my friends will take a few, you know, and drink a beer and smoke a little bit of weed with them. And I was wondering if we're going to damage ourselves permanently.
You want to throw any other chemicals in there while you're at it? Just see
no,
if you can come up with a new one? Soma is a muscle relaxant. It's a sedative. It's converted by your body into meprobamate, which is a medicine that used to be called Miltown.
Okay.
And that stuff's awfully addictive and very sedating.
What about when you take it with alcohol?
It's nothing specific about it being with alcohol or weed other than just more sedating.
But yeah. I mean, it's like I can't take it and, like, get up and go to work the next day, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm just saying in the long run, is this going to affect us anywhere?
No, only unless you take accidentally too much when you're screwing around with all this
alchemy. You're not going to wake up.
Yeah, you're going to hurt yourself. Or you're going to get addicted, which I think is really the road you're going down.
Yeah.
Well. You're addicted to something here, and you're trying to mix it up. Have you been smoking weed for a long time?
I mean, for a while, I mean...
Because that's usually what happens. The weed stops working, you start smoking more, adding stuff into it.
Yeah, I mean...
And that's how you get into trouble right there.
Yeah, it's not like, I'm taking it all the time. I mean, it's like...
No, I know. I understand.
George.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
I want to know what's so great about taking the Soma and drinking and hanging out with your friends, isn't it just too mellow for just like a bunch of guys hanging around an apartment?
Oh, no.
Probably if they get laid, they wouldn't be taking any of this stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
It was just fun. I mean, a few times. It's not like I want to take it all the time or anything. I mean,
weed is the all-the-time drug. So.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
But, I mean, it's like, I mean, I don't think, I mean, I want to be taking this for a while.
Stryker, when he talks to you, George, I think Stryker here is like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Stryker's so squeaky clean, he won't eat peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
Right?
About the squeaky clean. I do not eat peanut butter.
You know what I mean?
Or watermelon or coffee.
This is not a Stryker thing.
Yeah. Because I like to be crazy and run around.
I know that.
Yeah. All right, George.
Yeah.
Be good, man.
All right, you too, man.
Thanks, later.
All right, take it easy, guys. All right.
Rolla hears that and he starts getting ideas.
Really?
George,
I can't take anything that makes me mellow. I'd be just ridiculous. I like to be...
Can you eat peanut butter yet?
No.
Okay.
I refuse to eat peanut butter or nuts, for that matter.
You pansy!
That's right. Just lay off mine. Tim.
Hi.
26. What's going on? You're on Love Line.
I got a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of a four-year relationship and took about a year off of dating just to, I don't know, hang out and be with friends and stuff.
A year off of eating?
No, dating.
Oh, dating.
Yeah,
I see.
And I kind of met a girl that has a three-year-old kid. She's 22, and I was just wondering...
Trouble.
Never dated anybody with a child before, so I was just kind of curious.
Well, you're getting to an age where I think you're going to encounter that a little more.
Yeah.
And what's your question about it?
Is there any, like, do's and don'ts?
Yeah, there is a do and don't, actually.
Okay.
Do not get involved with that child on a regular basis unless you plan to stay in that child's life until he's about 11.
Okay.
At least.
For the child's sake or his?
For the child's sake. Listen, all of us, we should be doing everything for children's sake. Trust me, this is all we got.
I guess.
And we are doing a lousy job of tilling the soil here.
I guess the first, the father, I guess, was really bad to the kid, and that's why she left him.
Oh, awful. But you don't. He needs male role models, but he needs stable role models that are going to be with him and not abandon him.
Yeah.
Tim, are you ready to jump back in the game and start dating someone long term already?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you like the girl, I mean, follow Drew's advice. But if not, man, there's a lot of women out in Minneapolis. I've been there.
Yeah.
And they're all tubby.
Yeah, some of them aren't too bad.
Well, yeah, that's true. All right, man.
Okay.
Okay. There. All right, it's 1-800-LOVE-191 if you want to get in here. Drew, let's go to number 5. This is all about you. Wayne, you're 30-something. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to call. I'm a long-time listener to Loveline. I just wanted to call and say God bless Dr. Drew and all the work you do. I've got a little over 2 years of sobriety under my belt
great,
now.
Wayne. Fabulous.
You know, I work a tight program, and when the day finally came, my life was totally unmanageable. When the day finally came, I knew what I had to do. And somehow, over the years, everything you were saying, it just kind of sunk in. I knew I had to deal with it. I knew I had to go to AA. I knew I had to get into 12 steps. And
it worked.
Work a program.
And it worked.
And you know, every night I listen to you and I hear these kids call in, and I'm like, you know, it's like, it's it until you get it.
Well,
and I listen to you talk about, you know, these kids taking different drugs, and I've been all through it, and you talk about how it's going to affect their affect and their moods and everything. You know, they don't realize when you get into recovery, there's a reason why we keep going to these meetings and stuff. It's because we've damaged our psyche, our mind. We have to go to meetings. We have to deal with these issues.
And, by the way, it feels kind of good after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It changed my life. Yeah. I go to school. I go to work. I take care of my kids. You know, I'm planning a future. I'm getting, a bachelor's degree.
Because of you, I will come back again tomorrow night.
Yeah. Thank God, you know, Dr. Drew.
I just want to say thanks again.
All right, Wayne, you're the man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Drew, you're going to come in tomorrow? It's Friday. Have fun.
I'll come back. I'll even come in tomorrow.
Okay, good. We'll see you here. Does that make you feel good?
It does make me feel good because Corolla wouldn't let a call like that even come through.
Yeah, we've got to give you some props every now and then.
He'd abuse the guy or find someone.
He would bring up Mars and Venus right away and say, is that show still on?
Thank you for bringing that up.
Unacceptable.
Thank you, Rockola.
Unacceptable.
Rick.
Hello. Rick,
what's up, man? You're 19 on Love Line.
Hey, pleasure to be on. I got a question for you guys.
Yep.
Okay, I have a lot of sex with my girlfriend. I mean, it's pretty good. The only thing is, for some reason, when she's on top of me, I can't stay hard.
Is she doing the up and down motion, or is she doing the, like, very close to the body, only...
Any sort of time when I'm on my back.
Yeah. What do you feel when she's up there? What does that make you feel?
I really don't feel a whole lot of anything.
No, I don't mean...
Oh.
I mean, psychically. What's the experience like for you?
I don't know. I mean, she's really nice to look at, but it's not like I've got dominance issues, I don't think.
Well, some guys some guys are really into that, and some guys are really not into that.
I'm not super into that.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of some guys, it has a meaning or a turn or something that guys just aren't comfortable with. And you're just maybe one of those guys.
Rick.
Yeah.
And Drew, you can back me up. You've been doing this show longer I've been alive. But I think girls can achieve orgasm better when they're on top.
Some.
And the only advantageous thing for me being on bottom is I know that they are liking it when they're up there.
So that's what
gets me going.
You serve your time.
That's why she's kind of concerned about it, because she likes the on top thing.
Does she have an orgasm when you guys have sex?
Yeah.
Only on top, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we don't really have sex with her on top, because it doesn't work.
Right, all right. Rick?
Yeah.
You kind of ease into it. It's something to you that is not comfortable. It sort of means something. Maybe you can get in touch with whatever that is. Maybe you can help if you have that kind of feeling about it.
Well, I'm able to keep the flagpole straight up.
Does it mean something?
Put it more that I'm helping her out than me enjoying it.
But what is it not appealing about it?
It's not that it's not appealing. It's just hold on 1 sec, Rick. Hi,
for Stryker. He's with you, Rick. He's one with you.
Yeah. The sensation isn't as spectacular.
So it's a sensation thing.
Exactly.
And Rick, for you, what is it? The same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Got to agree.
All right.
Well, Rick, you and I will not start dating anytime soon.
All right. Don't worry about it. This is not a big deal.
Not at all.
You know, you like Coke and she likes Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
This should be about that level of importance.
Just don't let it play tricks on your mind, Rick, because then it'll never be straight up when she's on top.
Okay.
I love cricket penises.
It's an old striker.
You're gay. Thank you, Rick.
All
right. Bye. All right. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Let's go to, hey, Brian, you're 16 on Love Line.
Oh, hey. I'm kind of depressed and miserable.
No. Really?
Yeah, you sound depressed, Brian. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I've been wondering how I can, move out of my house.
You mean your family of origin's house? You're 16, right?
Yeah.
For what reason?
Well, my mom makes me miserable.
Why? What'd she do?
I'm always being yelled at and other things.
Is she using drugs or alcohol?
No. She was raped like 5 or 6 years ago.
Well.
She's taking drugs for that.
What drugs?
I'm not sure, but she also has like, back problems and stuff, and so she's taking pain medicine.
Alright, so she's an addict. That's addiction.
Yeah.
You need to get yourself to Alateen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get some support for this. Get people. You'll meet other people who had to deal with parents like this.
Yeah.
Go to Alateen. Don't run away from home. That tends not to solve anything. In fact, that makes things worse. Get support. Get help. You find a way to deal with this. Spend as much time away from her as possible, but in a kind of a supportive environment, not just out, you know, hanging out. Do something good for yourself. Go to Alateen. Please.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Brian, are you depressed because she's yelling at you, or you think you'd be depressed even if she was happy as a clam?
I think I'd be either way.
Well, it's hard. This is his mom. If you really feel, Brian, if you have any thoughts of hurting yourself or if you can't function because of your mood problem, that is treatable. And it's a dangerous condition, depression. So please, please get help with that.
And what's the Alateen? Alateen?
Alateen.
Alateen. I hear you mention it every night.
Hello?
John, you're 40 on Loveline.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. I'm 40 years old. I just turned 40, and my problem is I'm having trouble getting erections and maintaining them.
This is a new problem?
You know, the first time I ever had this problem, I was 38. It happened once then, and then it didn't happen again until about 6 months ago.
Same partner?
No.
Are you hetero, John?
I'm gay.
Yeah.
And you know, the first time I ever had it was 2 years ago, and I never had any problems before then. I would always be hard from start to finish. There was never any problem.
Are you on medication?
No, I'm not on any medications. I don't smoke, and I don't do drugs, and I drink just a little bit, not too much. And, you know, my doctor said to me,
you're gay.
What?
Drew, please.
You said what, John? Your doctor?
No, my doctor said, well, you know, you're getting older, so your body changes, and you...
It's true. 40 is when that stuff can kind of start happening. Is it happening all the time?
Yeah, you know, for the past couple of months, I started noticing it this past summer when I did fool around. I was just having trouble staying hard enough.
Do you have the same partner right now, John, as you did a couple months ago or whatever?
No.
So you're just kind of doing your thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of single.
Do you have any medical problems?
No. I went for a physical recently, and the doctor did all the tests, you know, diabetes and blood pressure, and that was fine. And he even did a testosterone test because he thought that might be a problem.
Yeah, that's good.
And he said that came back normal also.
Huh.
It was perfectly fine sexually 2 years ago, and I guess I've been going downhill since. I was wondering what you thought the problem might be.
Well, the majority of problems like this are, in fact, physical, but you've gone through the necessary workup to see if there's something going on. So you then have to sort of throw it into the psychological realm. Have you been depressed?
I think I'm pretty well adjusted. I mean, I have a stressful job, I wish I was in a relationship, but...
Yeah, it just, to my sort of gut on this is, geez, you're 40, I would think at that age you really want to be in a stable relationship, and things like this can be worked out usually with somebody who really cares about you in a monogamous relationship.
That's the
recommendation for stuff like this.
I'm also wondering about if it might be prostate related. I notice as I get older, I have to wake up like maybe 6 o'clock in the morning to pee.
It sure can, and it doesn't help the process, that's for sure. There's a medicine called Hytrin or Cardura that will help you evacuate your bladder, and sometimes that sort of decreases the inflammation of that area that occurs around your age if indeed you're having prostate problems.
Well, I know last year there were a couple of times when I got, I don't know what the doctor called it. It was
prostatitis.
Yeah. He gave me Levaquin.
I do believe that using something that improves bladder outlet flow, like Hytrin, is important if you're having recurrent problems like that, and definitely that can impact on your erectile function. So that might be, you might want to see a urologist and talk more thoroughly about this and then get a partner.
How about simply just taking Viagra?
Well, yeah, I always hate, I'm not a medication guy, you know what I mean? Yes, the medicines are great, important, and useful sometimes, but adding just throwing a medication on top of something that should be really curable.
Have you tried that before?
Have I tried Viagra?
That's
right. No, it scares me. No.
God, I saw Hefner on TV today. I was watching Whose Line It Anyways. He had like the three blondes around him. And man, I'm just, the guy lives on that stuff. So it's got to be doing something right. No, I mean, you read it. I read the magazines. and I look at the pictures. All right, we have to take a break. This is Loveline. Dr. Drew and I'm Stryker filling in for Adam Carolla. When we get back, we're going to talk to a guy. He's a sex maniac. He can't get enough. That makes three of us. We'll be back after this on Loveline. We're back. It is Loveline along with Dr. Drew. I'm Stryker here in L.A., and Mr. Rocola is at the Super Bowl, and I think the Rams are going to win. What do you think, Drew?
I think it's a pretty good bet.
It's a
the spread? Like 14 points?
14 yeah. right now. And it's an indoor game, and they're going to smoke them.
Yeah, they think.
But I am happy for that quarterback from the Patriots.
Why did I don't understand
Brady.
That. Why? Why not Bledsoe?
Well, who got him to the Super Bowl?
Bledsoe.
No, he played three quarters in the game
job.
That took
a...
He did fine. He was an all-pro quarterback before.
Yeah. Right.
But they were 0-2 at the time, I believe. They get this young kid in there. Man, the guy has been on fire.
All right.
I hope it's a close game, but I want the Rams to win. But I don't like the owner of the Rams, but I love Kurt Warner, love Marshall Faulk.
Yep.
We'll see what happens. You
want
to bet? I want the Giants stinky, or you can go to the Super Bowl. Both great prizes, of course.
That was you.
Oh, my God. That show, by the way, was on Disney today. That was from a Disney TV show. It was about kids going to the Super Bowl, a show called The Jersey, whatever.
Oh,
all right, let's talk to Steve and find out what's going on with this guy. You're 22, Steve, and you are on Loveline.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
First of all, I was in an accident and like a few years ago, and ever since the accident, like I'm just like the horniest guy alive. I can't get enough.
Was it a
male or female?
Was it a head injury?
Yes, it was.
Wow, that's interesting. There's something called a Kluver-Busey syndrome. I mean, if you get a temporal injury, was it on sort of the side of your head?
Excuse me?
Was the injury on the side of your head? Did you have a depressed skull fracture or something?
I think it was a frontal lobe.
Frontal lobe injury.
Yes.
And again, that de-represses people's ability to contain impulses. They're all screwed up.
Did he go in the hospital for that?
Yeah. Excuse me?
You were in the hospital after that happened?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And then once you got out, then you became this whatever
well, after,
you...
After I was in a coma for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And after I got out, went to rehabilitation centers and all that kind of stuff.
Does anyone who's treating you know about these behaviors?
Can you say that again?
Does anyone who's been treating you or who is currently treating you know about these impulses?
no one knows for sure, really. They're just trying to give me drugs to help it and stuff.
But you've been complaining about this, and they're giving you drugs to try to help it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So there are people trying to manage this.
Yeah, but I don't see it helping that much.
All right. But you know, you can be dangerous like this, right? I mean, this is a serious issue.
I've had some instances, yes.
Wow.
Can you give me, like, a medicine or something I can take? Can you name one or something?
Well, I imagine the kinds of medicines they're giving you are anti-seizure type medications and anti-depressant medications to try to decrease your libido. Other than that, were you a sex addict before the head injury?
No, sir, I wasn't at all.
Were you an addict of any type?
No.
Wow. Well, I think the important thing now is to keep you contained in some way. I'm not sure that this is the kind of thing. This is a pure biological process, probably, at least predominantly.
And, like, it's not me, it's the injury, you know what I mean?
What's that?
And, like, I can't control it, it's the part of the injury that I was in.
He says it's not him, it's the injury which is making him do this.
Well, if you weren't a sex addict before, if you weren't an addict, what happened? What was the injury?
He was having sex and smashed his head.
I was in an accident.
A car accident?
Yes.
And what, you hit the steering wheel or something? Or?
Yes.
Wow. Boy, Steve, just make sure what's that?
And I was considered brain injured.
Yeah, I understand that. Just make sure you keep communicating that people are taking care of you and that you find ways to contain these impulses, maybe even living in a residential setting where people can kind of help you contain them and watch. Because if you can't contain impulses yourself, if you're biological mechanisms won't allow you to contain. Something in the external world needs to help you contain or contain you for you.
Or you're going to hurt a bunch of people. And maybe you already have. Apparently.
And he doesn't want, he's upset about it. He doesn't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah. All right, let's change tones a tad here. Steve.
Yes.
19 on Loveline. What's up?
How you doing?
Doing good.
I have this problem. I'm in the Marine Corps out here in 29 Palms, right?
Yeah.
I'm about to deploy overseas and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried breaking up with this girl. And she has this, I found out like 3-4 days ago while I was trying to break up with her that she has a tattoo of my name on her chest.
You didn't know she did that while you were dating?
No, because I was in the brig and I just got out like four or five days ago.
What were you in the brig for?
I'd rather not talk about that on the radio, if that's cool.
Who's going to find out, Steve?
Everybody around me.
All right.
And like whoever's listening to this.
Where'd she do it? Right on the one of the bosoms?
Yeah, on the left-hand side. She's like, when I got back, she's like, you remember what you drew on my chest? I was like, no, and she's like, that.
The pearl necklace? No, go ahead.
You drew on her chest?
We were, like, messing around. She was drawing all over me one night. I don't know. Stuff got a little wild.
Evidently.
And she, like, was drawing all over me, so I drew something on her. And it was my name with a heart around it and an arrow going through. And she's like, you remember that? And she's like, well, I got...
Very creative, Steve.
You know,
novel.
I couldn't think of anything else.
You know, how long have you been dating her?
For about 4 or 5 months.
Well,
what a ridiculous woman to tattoo your name from your drawing only after 5 months. At least wait 7 or 8 months.
This is like anything else when people sort of engage in behaviors that make you feel responsible for them.
That's what I told her. I was like, the only thing I get tattooed on my body is my kids, if I had any kids.
Well,
and she has 2 kids.
For your kids' sake, don't do that either. But listen, there is laser techniques now where these things can be removed pretty easily and pretty painlessly. So it's not like she's doomed to have that tattoo her whole life if she wants to get it off. You know, Dr. Bruce that fills in for me.
I've had anal sex and passed out a couple times.
There's Bruce. He does these tattoo removals all over the place. And
do you think that she'd like try and like, I don't know, go to some kind of court or something and say I want him to pay to get this tattoo removed?
No, I don't think so. What are you going to do?
No.
She has a natural history of...
I didn't tell her to do it, you know?
You're going overseas. This is her.
I wish you had a much longer name than Steve, though. And it just took up her entire chest.
I know, I should have.
You should have wrote your first, middle, and last name on there.
I should have.
And your ID number in the core you're in.
Listen, it's nice that you're
concerned. You know, throw in my blood type, my religion, everything.
It's nice that you're concerned.
Social.
Yeah, but you're not responsible for her actions. You're not responsible for this relationship merely because she has your name on her chest.
She's good in the sack, but a loony, Steve.
Yeah, and listen, you're doing her no favors just hanging in because of a tattoo. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. All right, it's 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's go to Nikki.
Hello.
Hi, you're 19 on Loveline.
Hi. I can't orgasm.
Damn it.
like, at all.
How about when you're solo?
Nope.
Well, that's common at 19.
That's common?
Very.
But I get right to the point where I should, and then it's, like, everything just goes away.
Is that by yourself or when you're with someone?
That's both. And my boyfriend gets really mad at me because he feels bad, so I don't know what to do.
He shouldn't get mad at you.
Yeah, that's
one.
His ego. He needs you to orgasm. Yeah. That's absurd. You should kick his ass a little bit about that. But it's understandable that he wants you to, you know, feel his pleasure, and he feels frustrated that he can't. But
it's not that he feels good for you. He feels good for himself if you got to that.
That's
point.
Right. His ego is hurt that he can't get you there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like climbing Mount Everest.
No,
he
it's
has
like
to do it.
8 straight years of that.
All right. But the fact is, at 19, it's many, many, many women don't achieve orgasm. Is this through oral sex that he almost gets you there?
It's not so much through oral as, like, actual, his penis.
All right, so one of these days you will figure this out, but it's going to take a little time, and hopefully some caring from someone and a real connected relationship will make it
Well, because I was just wondering, because I had stuff happen to me when I was younger, so I was wondering if that had any connection to
it
or not.
It tends to. What happened?
Actually, sounds kind of weird, but my mother molested me.
What did she do?
A lot of just... I don't even really remember everything, but...
What's the worst thing she did?
She molested me, and I had a cousin when I was the first time 3, and then the second time when I was 5, who also molested me.
A male cousin or a female cousin?
A male cousin.
And what did your mother do to you?
It's a long, drawn-out story, but basically she was molesting me to try and put my dad in jail.
But what did she do to you, exactly?
What did she do to me?
Yeah.
She had the Cabbage Patch doll and kind of molested me with that and her fingers, and I don't even remember what else.
Mm, with the Cabbage Patch doll.
Yeah, those were big in the 80s.
How do you molest somebody with a Cabbage Patch doll?
Well, first you have to adopt it.
The hands and the feet inside of me and things like that.
Thank God it wasn't the G.I. Joe period when that happened.
No, it wasn't. It was Cabbage Patch Doll.
All right, well, obviously this can have a profound effect on your sexual functioning.
Really?
Oh, sure. Just the fact that you're able to have stable relationships is sort of miraculous. Have you had treatment for this?
I went to counseling when I was younger, but she was paying for it by court order, and she ended up stopping once I told her I refused to speak to her.
Are you in school now?
Not at the moment. I'm starting next semester.
All right. Why don't you look in the student health services and get back into therapy and really get going here?
Because you sound fairly stable talking to you, and it's cool that you're just about at the point, at least.
Remarkable.
I mean, yeah, you're super close to achieving it.
It's pretty remarkable.
And maybe just talking to someone can get you over the hump, so to speak.
You have a boyfriend. Remarkable. I mean, so you're doing okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one more question.
Yeah.
My boyfriend, right under the tip of his head, has these little pimple-looking things. They look like they're pimples, but he says they're not, and I guess he says he's had them as long as he can remember, and the doctor told him that was normal. Do you know what that is?
What are those called again, Drew?
Well, pearly penile papules. There is pearly penile papules. And also, sometimes the circumcision can cause scarring, and there can even be sebaceous cysts and things. There's normal stuff that can occur there.
So it's okay, then he's got those things.
If somebody looked at it and said it was normal, I would rest assured it is.
There you go. Is it break time? I don't even remember. It's been
a long time.
All right, let's... Danielle?
Daniel,
what's up? You're 30 on Loveline.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
I've been dating this girl on and off, kind of a playmate thing. She goes up to the local college, and she studies Western or cultural comparative studies.
Yeah.
And she's been studying prostitutes in, like, the Philippines and Cambodia or Colombia.
Great.
And the practices they do. And she's been using them in our escapades.
Like what?
It's like the shooting the ping pong ball and the smoking the cigarette and the golden saddle.
What's the golden saddle?
Where they ride on your back and urinate.
That's nice.
Yeah, but
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. Go ahead.
She's got on her mind one of the things they do to make themselves seem virginal is they use alum.
Alum, dry himself up.
Yeah, then it tightens the vagina.
Yee.
That's
a rather sadistic thing to do to themselves, and then it would.
But then it has to hurt them, and for the guy not being able to.
Would that damage my penis in any way?
I don't think you can damage your penis unless you hit it with a hammer.
I mean, would that affect the skin? Does that?
Well, it's going to tear her up pretty good.
Let's
stay with her for a second.
It'll just make you raw, definitely. I assume.
Yeah, it's going to tear her pretty good. Probably be uncomfortable for you as well.
Using lubricant with that, or?
Well, they, why put the album in the first place then?
Huh.
The idea is just to decrease the friction. So,
is that a cooking substitute?
It's a housing development outside of Cairo.
Drying agent, basically. I would not under any circumstances.
Daniel, that seems so unappealing to me to have a dried up punani, they say. Why?
As opposed to the Golden Saddle, which you're kind of into.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You never know.
And the golden sandals.
Golden sandals. Very nice.
Where they squat and they give you a blowjob, and as they give you the blowjob, they urinate on your feet.
Wow. What does that do for you?
It's more for her. I mean, she's...
What does that do for her?
Research, and I've...
What does that do for her?
She's helped me with my kinks, like latex and...
Hold on. What does that do for her? The evacuation of her bladder.
That
control, man, control.
Yeah, it could be that. I do think she might get that out of it.
Control.
Yeah. But she's helped me with my fantasy.
I don't want to hear it.
I want to hear it. What's your fantasy? But be clean.
Panty sniffing. Golden shower. Golden Globe Award.
Golden Globe Award.
Yeah, where you lay back and masturbate underneath them, and when you're ready to come, you let go.
Yeah.
And just the heat from the urine makes you spout off.
Wow. How about the old strawberry shortcake?
Well, here's why I'm intrigued.
This guy is sick.
I think
there's a different version of that from what I heard.
Hold on a second. There's a reason I'm interested in this guy. Is that these... Adam was saying some of these magazines now have lots of pictures of women urinating. I can't understand that.
It is big now.
I cannot understand that. But this is the first caller we've ever had that actually called us into this.
But do you like it, Daniel, or are you doing it because she likes to do it on you?
It's mutual.
What do you get out of this?
What do I get out of it?
Yeah.
The heat.
Well, get a heating pad, for God's sakes. There's hot water running in your bathroom, for God's sake.
Drew, just like third base is now getting under the panties.
I understand. This is, you
know, now urinating on someone isn't as uncommon as it used to be.
Face is second base. No, stop. Stop with the all
easy,
the efforts.
Daniel.
I want to know what you get out of this. What does this do for you?
It's arousing.
Yes.
It's the heat.
Forget the heat. Stop it.
It's the same reason why people can urinate in the shower and not mind when it drips on their leg.
Your people?
Well, it's when people. When you...
But you said your people. Where is your cult, Daniel? I'm staying away. But you have peed on your leg before purposely, haven't you, Drew? In the shower?
Purposely?
Yeah,
doing it, and then you just kind of glide it along.
When you get to be my age, it's coming out when you hit the water, whether you like it or not.
Kind of the feeling that you're doing something naughty.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. So something really perverse to something deviant about it.
Do you have a website, Daniel? We can look at pictures.
I don't do anything.
It's okay. That's right. That's okay.
All right, Daniel, we have to take a break, all right?
All right.
Good luck with the lady.
We'll think of you always, Daniel.
Daniel, last question. Do you wear goggles when you're with her?
That's a good one.
What an outrageous thing. Stryker, how dare you?
Honey, where are the goggles? That's fantastic.
Outrageous. Outlandish behavior. Where did you come up with that?
I don't know where that came up with.
Oh, my God.
We're going to take a break, and during this break, I'm going to urinate on Drew so he can feel the sensation.
No, the heat. The heat. I just want the heat.
I was about to say, the heat and the softer...
I'm sorry.
Ruining the goddamn punchline.
Okay. No complaints about
you
that.
Done?
Yeah, thank you.
Go urinate. We'll be back after this. It's Loveline. Loveline, we are back. 1-800-LOVE-191, along with Dr. Drew. I'm Stryker, filling in for Adam Carolla, who is in New Orleans. And I bet you right now, he is so hammered with 50 beads around his neck, talking to a girl that's going to be in Girls Gone Bad Part 7.
Hey, I need a hair from the whore that bit me.
That is fantastic. By the way, I'm excited because I'm going to be filling in on Monday once again, and Jason Schwartzman is going to be here. Fantastic actor. If you saw Letterman last night, he was on there. Very funny. And he's in a band, and he's in a new movie coming out called...
But how people wouldn't they know him?
Oh, from what? The movie with Bill Murray.
Oh, okay.
Rushmore.
Okay.
From Rushmore. And the new movie is called something... Slackers. I'm on the ball, for God's sakes. That's why I'm here. All right, let's go to Rhode Island. You just don't.
All right, then Mark. Yeah.
Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up? You're 27 on Loveline.
Oh, I'm in pain. Dr. Drew, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I went to the doctor's last night. I actually started feeling nauseated and got really sick last night while I was at a comedy club.
Yeah.
So they rushed me to the emergency room.
Who was the comic?
just some no-name.
Okay.
It wasn't his material, but as I was leaving, because I puked all over the table, he goes, wow, I've never gotten anybody sick from my jokes before.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, anyway, so I get to the doctor's. I'm in the emergency room, and I start puking really hard. And so I get to see the doctor, and I'm like, man, it must be food poisoning, because I've had it before, and it's been diagnosed as food poisoning. So the doctor sees something in my eye, looks at my eye, grabs me by the back of my neck.
Throws you back, and you start vomiting even worse.
No, he just grabs the back of my neck and pushes me forward while squeezing the back of my neck.
Yeah.
And says, look to the left without moving your eye.
Right.
So he diagnosed something called labyrinthitis.
Right. What is that?
He tried to explain it to me, and I don't understand.
Yeah. Was the room spinning around before you started vomiting?
No, but things were like,
moving.
Not at all.
You had no spinning sensation?
No spinning sensation whatsoever.
Huh.
But I could...
What's it called? Labyrinthitis?
Labyrinthitis.
When he moved his fingers to the side, I could see double fingers. When he held his fingers up and I looked to the side.
Huh.
He also gave it another name called vestibulitis.
Vestibulitis, or it's also called benign positional vertigo. Has the double vision gone away?
Yeah, double vision's gone.
How about the monsters on the wall?
I'm not totally convinced, Mark, that that's what you had, frankly, because labyrinthitis is a inflammation of the labyrinthian system in your inner ear, and it's either the nerve to that or something within the vestibules there, and it causes dizziness primarily, and then vomiting follows that. And sometimes the vomiting can come in real early and be the main symptom.
Well, it started out with a headache.
And what he's looking at is something called nystagmus. Your eyes kind of move to one.
Yeah, I have that already.
You already have nystagmus.
Yeah, that's why I wear glasses.
So did you have congenital cataracts or something, or congenital nystagmus?
What happens is when I was younger, I had an operation for it too. Is that when I would tilt my head to the left or to the right to see straight.
And so did you tell the doctor that?
I already had astigmatism, and that's why I was wearing glasses.
No, not astigmatism, nystagmus.
Oh, okay.
Which is your eyes moving, flickering.
Right. My eyes move big time. I mean, anytime I get pulled over for speeding because I have a lead foot,
right.
The cops always look at my eyes and go, have you been drinking?
Yeah, right. That's that same thing. So
yeah, that's exactly what I have.
You should see a neurologist, because he was just, no way you could see the difference between what your normal nystagmus is and the kind of nystagmus we associate with labyrinthitis.
Okay.
You know, headache and vomiting and double vision. Double vision is not part of labyrinthitis.
Okay.
So you have any other, you're diabetic or anything?
No, nothing at all. I am attention deficit disorder.
Yeah, do me a favor. Just see a neurologist. Do me that favor.
Mark, kill yourself.
I got one more question, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
He stuck me right above my hip with a needle.
Yeah.
And now I can barely walk without a bunch of pain.
Wow.
Okay, so am I supposed to still be in this much pain?
No.
Okay, no. I'm in like major pain.
You have Coke bottle glasses. I'm sure your eyes twitch. You're vomiting in comedy clubs, and you have a sore leg.
Yeah, and I can't walk. I mean, I can walk, but every time I take it, it's like... It sounds like
a very productive visit to the emergency room.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get something. You can get abscesses where they inject you. Is there a lump there?
I don't know.
Feel.
Hold on, let me see.
Mm-hmm.
There's no lump. It's just, it's really sore, and it's like on the side of the hip.
Yeah, you just put a lot of heat on there and give it a couple days. That should clear up.
Okay. Hey, thanks, guys.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Have some soup also, Mark. That'll help.
See who, a neurologist?
Neurologist.
Okay, cool. All thanks. Right. Bye.
Ah, right. That guy's goofy. Ashley.
Wow. Yeah?
Welcome to Loveline. You're 16.
Oh, yeah, I am. I just had a baby on December 9th, and I was just wondering if I get back into a relationship, because I adopted her out to my second cousin.
Yay.
Like, if I tell...
Oh, Ashley, there should be like a shrine built in your honor.
A
monument in your honor.
They could do it right at the corner of Campbell and Speedway in Tucson.
Really, what a courageous and appropriate thing to do for your child.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe in abortion.
Well, great. And you did what you needed to do on behalf of the child, which is find a parent.
Ashley, you're saying it's a good thing, what you did. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, okay. And it's like, if I get into a relationship and I tell them, like, eventually I'm not going to be, like, right off the bat, hey, guess what? By the way, I have a baby.
Yeah.
Like...
Only 16. I don't think you need to tell
anybody. An 18-year-old guy, an older, will be able to handle it, no problem. 16-year-olds, if you're in a long-term relationship and it's really, you know, something you're setting up that's going to go on for quite some time, then obviously you want to be honest with them.
Yes.
But you're just dating someone? No, it's none of their business.
Just even bring it up?
No.
Okay.
Not unless you need to want to talk about it and this is somebody you feel you can get support from. But, 16-year-old guys can be a little squirrely.
How's Tucson, Ashley?
It's nice now. It was snowing yesterday.
Snowing?
Yeah, like all day long.
Oh my God.
It actually stuck to the ground. It was really cool.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, keep your don't tell the guys unless you're going the long term, right?
And then we're gonna build that monument for you there.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Right at Dirtbags.
Okay.
Yeah. Arizona won in basketball tonight. UCLA lost by about 30. Yikes. UCLA lost by 30. I care because I like college basketball, Nasredna. All right.
No.
Hmm?
We're going to break.
Are we going to break?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to break, according to Dr. Drew. We got more Love Line coming up, and we're going to talk to, talk to John in a minute. He wants to know about condoms and sex and waiting 2 months, and I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't get that either, but it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Well, at least we'll try to make it interesting. More Love Line. Hold on. Drew, for the big prize, what song is that playing in the background? They're from Calabasas, California.
Thank you, Bus.
Yes! The big, give me five on that, homeboy. Yes! Very good.
I actually was going to say it before Anderson whispered in my ear. but I figured that's your boy, so I figured that's what it would be.
Dirk, a.k.a. Mitch Cumstein, where are you? All right, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Stryker along with Dr. Drew, and we're talking to John here, who has to do with condoms or something. We're confused. You're 20. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
John.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right.
Well, this is the deal. Me and my girlfriend are getting married in March.
Getting married?
Yeah, getting married in March. And her doctor's telling her that she needs to get on the pill.
Right.
And she's going tomorrow to get on it.
Right.
But she's saying, the doctor's saying that even after we're married for a month, that I still need to use a condom.
That's correct.
Why is that?
Because it takes a month for the pill to be reliably sort of activated or engaged.
Okay.
The triphasic pills may be safe for that first month. They're reasonably... Some doctors would...
She's getting on a month beforehand. Because she's getting on it tomorrow, and we're getting married in March.
Yeah, you're the first month you need to wear condoms. Not the first
it
month
It takes
after.
1 month or 2 months for it to
one
start
month.
Activating.
One month. The first month after she gets on the pill, not the first month after you get married.
But it's not after the 30-second day you can do it, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really? Yeah. So you're saying if she gets on in February, by March we'll be able to do it without a condom, right?
Yep.
Wait 33 days, apparently.
Because the doctor's saying even after March, I still need to wait until April.
John, Drew just told you what he thinks.
Well, that's my opinion. I don't know. Maybe there's some extenuating circumstance here that I'm not aware of. But
maybe he's trying to keep you guys super safe.
I have a feeling your fiancé is sort of misinterpreting what he said. That's what I suspect.
Well, actually, I talked to the doctor, too, and he's saying the same thing.
This was a gynecologist?
Yes.
He really wants to take that gym hat off, don't you, John?
What's the birth control pill?
You know what? I'm not for sure. But the shot, we asked him about the shot too.
Yeah.
And he's saying even with the shot, wait another month. And I'm saying why? Because she's going to be on it in February 1st. By March 1st, it'll be active, right?
With the shot.
Right.
Yeah.
Or with the pill.
Yeah, in my training, that's the way it goes. So
okay. What about if he insists, where can I get the day after pill?
You can get it passing a Planned Parenthood. You can get it. Listen, you can get it from pharmacies now without a prescription. I'm trying to organize a protocol where pharmacies can just access and use me and some other people's doctors' names and just start giving these things out wherever they, you know, whenever they become needed. So you might want to call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE, number 2, L-A-T-E, 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. They should be able to help refer you to a pharmacy that either certainly carries it and possibly even can administer it without a prescription.
All right, I can see...
Passing a Planned Parenthood is the other thing he's up
to. I can see 3 months from now. John, you're on Loveline. Drew, you said I could wait 33 days. My girl's pregnant.
I've never heard of 2 months.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I wonder if they went to him and said, you know, we need to be absolutely categorically, you know, we can't get pregnant and we need to be completely safe. And the guy probably went, oh, you know, that extra month might give you a tenth of a percentage point improvement.
Well, maybe the doctor knows John maybe, you know, has a job that pays $6 an hour and his lady doesn't work. And
yeah,
he knows.
That guarantees pregnancy.
I don't know. Jennifer.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 21 on Loveline.
Hi, Drew. I think you're a really cool guy and everything.
Hey,
Stryker.
Hey. I'm all right.
I have, like, this really weird problem. Okay.
Yeah.
My grandpa, he's been married to my grandma for about 26 years now, and they're getting a divorce, and we just found out that it's because he's been seeing prostitutes the entire time. I know. It's really
women,
weird.
Women or male prostitutes?
They're women.
Okay.
How old is he?
He's 68.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he an alcoholic?
Huh?
Is he an alcoholic?
Well, he lives in San Diego, so I guess.
Well, then he must be an alcoholic.
Yeah, everyone in San Diego.
Is he an alcoholic?
He lives in Palm Desert.
No, he lives in San Diego.
Is he an alcoholic?
I've often wondered. I mean, he's talked.
Okay.
There's a chance he is.
Yeah, this sounds like addict behavior, okay?
How did you find out that he was seeing hookers?
Well, I was, like, really mad at my grandma because I didn't know the reason why they were getting divorced, and I was being kind of a bitch to her. And, like, finally she just blew up at me and told me, and I asked him if it was true, and he was like, yeah. So, I mean, I feel like a jackass for being a bitch to her.
But why would it make you so upset? It's your grandparents, not your parents, Jennifer, right?
Well,
I mean, if my grandparents were getting divorced, I'd be upset, but I wouldn't go crazy.
How interesting they can have this big discussion.
The thing is that they adopted me when I was, like, 7 years old. So,
they were like your parents.
Okay. Yeah, and right, my dad was never around, so my grandpa's like a father figure to me, you know.
Wow, but that's nice that you can have that kind of a discussion with them. You can go to them, and first of all, they can tell you what the problem is. You can go to him and say, is this true? And he'd answer you honestly.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
But here, listen, if he wants help,
yeah,
I would recommend the Del Amo Treatment Center.
Del Amo
in Torrance.
D-E-L-L-A-M-O?
D-E-L-A, capital A-M-O, Del Amo.
Okay. All right, and is this...
And let me give the doctor's name. His name is John Seeley.
John Seeley.
S-E-A-L-Y.
Drew's pulling out his thing, so to speak. Jennifer, how did the grandma find out he was ordering up the prostitutes?
Well, she had noticed, like, I mean, I guess she was just pretty much fed up with the relationship, and she was looking for a reason why he wasn't connecting with her, I guess. And right. So, I mean, she was just, like,
He's an alcoholic.
Well, hold on, I want to get to the answer. Okay, right, yeah?
Well, I mean, she was just, like, basically researching his ass, and she went through all of his bills, and she saw this one place, like, on the bill, and she was like, well, what's this place? I guess she kind of, like, I don't know, just played a detective and found out what it was, and then she went to the place and his car was sitting out there and she waited for him to come out.
Was it one of those oriental massage acupuncture places, or was it...
I don't know exactly what it was.
But that seems weird that that the bill was showing up.
But think about him coming out of there and his wife sitting out waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's no whorehouses in San Diego. Maybe it was in Tijuana.
Oh, come on.
Come out here and give me a hug.
Yeah, right.
Man. Listen, I've got this doctor's phone number.
Should we give it to her off the air?
Yeah, I'm going
to
have you guys.
Tara, hold on a sec, Jennifer, okay?
I'm going to have Tara give you the phone number. Okay. Give her this phone number.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man, Grandpa's seen the prostitutes. Have you seen that before happen in your field? Any calls like that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Really?
I know you think that people are just, that they cease to live after the age of 50.
Right.
But no.
No, I see them live.
That S happens.
They live. Eric.
Yeah.
What's up? 23 on Love Line.
Stryker, Dr. Drew, love the show.
All right.
Yeah. How's it going?
Good.
Well, let's see. Me and my girlfriend are kind of going through this dispute right now. I've been overly concerned, I guess you could say, about her seeing other people and also using drugs that I guess I would find unacceptable, you could say. And I guess it has been the death of our relationship, in other words.
All right, so that's over. So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is you know, I think it was me that caused that. And
Wait. She was doing drugs and she was seeing other people.
Well, that was my concern. She may or may not have been. I really have no reason to believe that. And yet, for some reason, there's still a doubt in my mind.
You have no... Wait a minute.
Eric, what happened to make you think she was seeing someone, and what happened to make you think that she's off doing whatever drugs she's doing?
Well, I guess we work at the same place.
She's ordering out prostitutes, isn't she?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No. She's not working around prostitutes. Not to my knowledge. I mean, things are...
Well, now you planted that thought, though, Stryker. He'll be sure to obsess about that.
She's not sleeping tonight.
Oh, man.
No, I'm pretty sure she's not around that. But we work at the same place, and there are people that make those choices. And she seems to me, and not that that's the for sure, but she seems to me to side with those people.
How long have you been with this girl?
About 3 years.
Is this your first girlfriend?
No.
And what is the drug you're concerned she's using?
Well, I was concerned she's using cocaine.
And so she's hanging out with people who do a bunch of cocaine.
Well, I don't know that they are doing a bunch of cocaine. No, I am.
She's hanging out with people that like cocaine.
Right.
Why don't you just ask her?
I have. And I have asked her, and she has denied that she has ever done it.
Eric, there's something very wrong in this relationship. I don't know why. You know, I don't know what it is, but it just doesn't feel right at all.
Like,
you can't accept anything she tells you. You're freaked about with distrust. She can't live a separate life. She can't. There's no reciprocity. This is not good.
Well, I think she should be able to make her own choices.
Yes.
I think that's important for anybody. But
you're freaking out about the sleeping around. It seems like
the ones that I wanted to make. Well, those are the ones I wish her to make.
I guess that's true. In such a way, I guess that I wish she wouldn't make those choices, but it's not up to me, regardless.
If you perceive her to be a different person than you thought she was, or that your feelings are changing about her, you're certainly reasonable to end the relationship.
I guess I do perceive her.
And I suspect that when you get a little distance from this, there'll be more than just this going on.
How do you mean?
I don't know. You'll see it different. You'll see that there's more missing in this relationship than just who she's hanging with.
Really?
I suspect when you get a little distance from it.
In what respects, though? I mean,
I don't know. You're in it still. When you get a little distance,
you're gonna find out what's really been going on. It's probably deeper than what appears to you right now.
Right.
Inside myself or inside both of us?
Probably both. Yeah.
Inside both of us.
Probably both. Yeah.
See, because I really don't believe that I should be doing this, and I really love this girl. I really do. I've been with her for 3 years, and I really do cherish every moment that I spend with her. But at the same time, for some reason, there's always this lingering doubt within the back.
Do you need to sabotage this relationship for some reason?
No.
Are you afraid of intimacy?
No.
Have you had any major?
I mean, I may be. I don't know. Subconsciously.
Have you had big losses in your life? People die on you, or parents divorce, or?
My parents divorced later on in my life, probably when I was about 19, 20.
Were there?
Right about in there. I'm not sure the exact date.
Do you still have lingering problems with that?
No, I still have a very good relationship with both my parents, and surprisingly enough, they have a good relationship between themselves. They're both open and, you know, very...
Is one of them alcoholic or addict?
No, not to my knowledge. The entire time I was growing up, neither of them used drugs or alcohol.
You seem suspicious to me, Eric, to be honest with you.
Really?
Them?
What?
Yeah.
The way he says it.
Yeah.
You are an anxious guy, Eric, and
very.
And they got a certain paranoid streak in you. That may just be you.
You're freaking me out, dude.
Am I?
Well, your parents used drugs or alcohol? Well, not to my knowledge. We had them tested, and we've been having under surveillance for the last 6 years, but so far, no evidence. So.
Right. Well,
do what's in your heart. Maybe just break it off with her, and based on her reaction, you'll see where she stands.
That is the bottom line.
Yeah, I think it sounds like it's over.
Very controlling, but, you know, you're having a feeling. That's what I mean. When you get away, you're going to see these feelings more clearly. Right now, you're into controlling the situation. And Stryker's absolutely right.
Let's just take a... This is a quick question, quick answer, probably. Oh, no, this is something else. Hey, Jeremy. Jeremy?
Jeremy's sleeping. This is like the third night in a row Jeremy's... There he is.
Hello?
He hung up.
Should I drop it?
Put it on hold.
No, I'm dropping him.
Hold.
Dropping him. No, he's not there. Jake.
Yes.
What's up? You're 28 on Loveline.
Well, I have a question for Dr. Drew. I believe that's his name. First of all, I really like y'all's show. I think it's pretty neat. It's pretty good how you... talk to people about their problems and stuff. But anyway.
Yeah, Jake, what's up? Yeah, we're here.
Anyway, I am afraid to get close to girls, to have sex with girls. I've been this way all my life. I'm not a virgin or anything. I've had sex with a few girls, and I had sex with this one girl who I was very attached to, and it just didn't work out. She went with another guy and just, you know.
What's your question, Jake?
My question is,
where is the best place to go cow tipping east of the Mississippi?
Oh, come on now. I was molested at 8 by my mother, and I'm kind of afraid to have sex with
girls. All right, well, there you go. What did your mom do to you?
Well, it's kind of hard to spit out, so just bear with me.
Yeah.
Anyway, one day when I was 8, I was going to bed to lay with her, and she made me kind of feel on her chest and on her other parts of her body.
Did she do that multiple nights or just one night?
She did it a couple nights, and then after a while, I think she felt bad that she did it and didn't do it anymore. But it's just, and I probably shouldn't be an effect on my life as it's been.
No, it's understandable that somebody that you trust and is responsible for your safety and well-being violates that trust so severely and then intrudes in a way that just freaks you out. I mean, it can be a very sort of arousing, conflicted, awful experience. And naturally enough, other women would evoke those same kinds of feelings again and freak you out every time you got involved with them. So this is normal. But it's also treatable. You've not been destroyed by this. You should be able to, you know, get...
And I've never really came out and told her this. I've never really came out and told her because of fear that she would deny it or I would get mad and say something to her that I really...
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You need to get some help for yourself. You should go see someone who can help you get through this. There are all kinds of ways this can be treated, and treated pretty easily, usually. And usually. And get over this stuff. Get over so you can go on and just be productive.
And
like, why? This is your mom has is it not a well person? Was she drinking when she was doing this?
She was an alcoholic.
Yeah,
there
you go. She was an addict. She didn't know what the hell.
Yeah, I realized that, and it could have been the drugs and the alcohol.
Oh, listen, it was, and that doesn't make the impact any less. It doesn't excuse her for her behaviors, but she was on drugs. That's what made her brain do what it did. She wouldn't have done that if she weren't on drugs.
Yeah.
But it's something that you need to deal with.
Yeah, and I really haven't dealt with it till now, and I've tried to deal with it in the past. And
Jake, mm-hmm. I do not mean sit around and think about it by yourself.
You need to go speak to a professional.
You need to see a psychologist or psychiatrist. This is not going to get better by reading books or sitting around cogitating about it.
The best place to go is the internet. I'm just kidding.
No, go, you know, talk. If you have a doctor, look, if you're in school, get this mental health professional work.
Harry.
Yo.
What's up, man? You're 23 on Love Line.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey. I got this problem.
Yeah, like it should be a voice in the family.
Yeah, now. Seriously. What's the problem, Harry?
Well, I've been together with my girlfriend for a couple months now. And we have, like, you know, good sex and stuff, but I can't climax. Like, I can go for hours and hours and hours.
Who wants to go for hours and hours?
What's good about their sex?
What's that?
The fluids are not leaving the building, Harry.
No, they're not leaving the building.
How is that good for you?
And it's when it sucks.
Yeah. What else sucks? Now he's going to tell us what sucks.
It's making my girlfriend kind of...
painful.
Kind of self-conscious.
Of course. It hurts her.
Can you do it on your own?
Yeah, I can do it on my own.
Have you had this problem with her before?
No. Well, I mean, since
they started dating
together, I haven't been able to.
With anyone else?
No, I've never had this problem with anyone else. But I haven't been on... I'm on Paxil, and I haven't been on that with anyone else.
Well, there you go. Harry, that's what's happening. That's a classic side effect of Paxil.
I figured maybe, you know, you'd have a side effect like you couldn't get it up or something. Something like that can happen.
In fact, some people will use Paxil. Some doctors will prescribe Paxil to help men who have early ejaculation so they can go lower. Yeah, it's one of the things it'll do. So
she's kind of a two-pump chump, and I just can't. It's starting to get aggravating.
Right, here's the deal. Go back to your doctor and talk about a couple other medicines. The Cerazone or Remeron. Those don't have that side effect.
Do they do a good job, though? I don't want to be like a zombie, and this is working really good for me.
Are we having panic attacks?
Yeah, panic attacks, anxiety attacks, really bad.
Paxil's the best one for the panic attacks.
Yeah.
So you got to discuss with your doctor. Sometimes adding Wellbutrin will help this out.
I just go to my doctor and kind of like...
This is not a side effect that you should figure you just have to live with. You should be working on it with your doctor.
Harry.
Yo.
Do you masturbate?
What kind of doesn't?
Well, I was going to say, why don't you not do it for a while, if possible, and next time you're with her, maybe you can achieve it since you haven't done it in a while, and maybe you can, you know, kill two birds with one stone, stay on the drugs, and have the orgasm.
Oh, I guess I could work.
All right, I'm a genius. Right, Harry?
You are the man.
All right, have fun in Arizona.
All right, hey, you guys rock, man. Dr. Drew, you're the man, and Adam, you kick ass.
I kick ass. My name is Adam Rakola, and I'm Harry. Bye. Oh, good God. Carly.
Hey.
Welcome. You're 19 on Love Line.
Yeah, Eric just called about me.
Eric, the paranoid guy.
Boyfriend who his parents don't do drugs.
Right. His parents don't drink. So the special agents have reported back to him in any event.
Do you do cocaine?
No, I do not.
Do you sleep around?
No, I do not.
You stinking whore.
Why is he freaking?
I have no idea.
Something is very wrong.
Terrible stuff about people, and
something is very wrong. Eric is just very paranoid.
I told you he was freaking me out the way he was talking.
Yeah.
You know,
weird.
I'm packing all my bags and getting out of here.
Hey, sorry, Eric.
Is he doing drugs?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Does he maybe need some help? Need to see a psychiatrist?
Yeah, maybe.
Is he getting fights at work and that kind of thing?
No, but we get in lots of them.
You guys work at the same place. What do you guys do?
I'm a boss girl. And wow, turn that down.
Are you at the supermarket right now?
No, I'm at our house.
Oh,
you're a box girl, is that what you said?
No, I'm a bus girl.
A bus girl?
Yeah.
Oh, you bust the tables.
Yeah.
And what does he do? Bus boy?
He what?
He's a cook.
Cook. Well, he sounds very controlling and very paranoid. And it's a shame. I couldn't tell what was going on with him. That's why I was telling him that when he got some distance in this relationship, he might be able to figure out what the feeling is here. But now all it is just this.
And I kind of worry because, you know, his insecurities that he's had about me and our relationship have kind of made me insecure.
Like, what do you mean? Specifically, what do you mean?
I mean, like, I'm not that kind of person that he thinks I am. And
right.
We've been together for a long time.
He needs to sabotage this for some reason.
Carly?
Yeah.
You still gonna be a bus girl?
I don't know.
You gonna still work at the same place?
Well, I've worked there since I was 14 years old.
When you should be at least elevated higher than the bus girl.
Well, I'm a waitress, but it's wintertime, and one of the waiters got cut to a busser.
Okay.
So, and we're trying to cut on hours, but I have the most hours out of anybody who works there.
Well, maybe if you really love this guy, man, well, maybe you can suggest that he goes to speak to somebody.
Yeah, why don't you go to get some couples counseling, and maybe he can, somebody can do a diagnostic work upon him and see what's going on.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, that's good advice.
Can you afford that? Is he willing to do that? Nice.
Don't say those words, Carly. All right, well, we got to get you.
There's a lot. That whole situation, I can't even untease it apart to figure out what's going on there. There's just all kinds of stuff.
The man and the woman calling. And at that note, if you work at a place for 5 years, be elevated higher than the busboy, maybe a server, maybe the cook, maybe the waiter. We're going to take a break. This is Love Line. We're back. This is Loveline.
See, I know who these guys are.
Who?
System of a Down.
Very good. You know their heritage? Their background?
I had dinner with them the other night.
That's right. John and Shava took you out, right?
Mm-hmm.
For some Armenian food?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
No, I can't do it.
Wasn't Adam screaming, "Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!"
Yep.
Do you have that drop by any chance?
No. He does it every night. It's not a drop. He does it every night.
Oh, man. Come on, Shava, wake up! Way up, way up. Yeah, that's the best song. That album, Toxicity, is unbelievable. I don't know if it's... I don't know if you can get into that sort of thing, but it is fantastic. I heard Adam bought like 80 boxes of food when he was there or something and brought it here.
They, you know, John kept ordering and ordering, and we packed it all and brought it over here.
What's Armenian food like?
It's like, it's sort of Middle Eastern kind of food. You know, a lot of stuffed grape leaves and shish kebabs and salad and tabbouleh.
Right. Ah, oh, that's cool. Very good. All right, I'm Stryker in for Adam Carolla, by the way, along with Dr. Drew. Got about a half hour, so let's try to get some of these in here. Spencer?
Yeah?
What's up? You're 13 on Love Line.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, there's this girl, she's 14, and she, like, said she'd have sex with me, but I don't know if I should. My friend's telling me I should.
Well, of course your friends are telling you should, but I would suggest that you think of it in terms of what's healthy for you, and just in terms of how we understand 13-year-old brains and 14-year-old brains.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
I understand. Then keep have a relationship with her, but don't have sex with her. It's not a good thing for you. It really isn't. Not at 13.
Okay.
What's your, like, 13 3/4?
16, I'm not going to, you know, you're going to make your own choices at 16, but 13, I'm going to make the choice. Okay?
Okay.
Right, and if you do it, Drew will know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
He'll find you out in Colorado.
Yeah. How far should I go?
Third base.
Third? Okay.
Thank you.
They won't stop there.
That is the new third base.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, Spencer.
Yeah.
You like her. Just stay with that idea.
Have you kissed her?
Yeah.
Have you touched her boobs?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're on your way. Just be careful.
Okay.
All right, man?
Okay,
later.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, man. Drew.
Yeah.
Think I should have sex with my girl?
Not you.
Okay. Jeff.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Oh, nothing much. I like the way you play Chop Suey.
Yeah, it's good stuff, huh, out there in Alaska?
Yeah, it is.
All right, what's going on with you?
I want to know when you really love someone.
When you're in love?
Yeah.
You're not 14.
Yeah, I am.
No, not when you're in love.
Drew's saying you'll know you can't be in love at 14. You can like someone a lot, but love is weird.
Yeah, love comes later. You can have some very intense infatuations and all kinds of very heavy feelings.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Yeah, but that's what they are at that point. And you're still, you're just coming under the influence of these very, very powerful chemicals that your testes are releasing that make you have all kinds of feelings that you might not have under influence of a more normal physiology.
Yeah. So when would you say that I would feel something like that?
Well, you may feel something like that now.
Never.
But it's going to be...
I mean, like what? Like 16?
What are you looking for, Jeff? Why are you so interested in being in love?
I don't know. I just feel so many things. I don't know what it is.
Have you ever seen that Brady Bunch episode, even though you're only 14, but they're running 50 times a day when Bobby sees fireworks when he makes out with that girl?
No. I don't watch that stuff.
All right. Well, you should check that out.
Yeah, cool.
All right, Jeff.
That's a crazy question. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, thanks.
All right, man.
Bye.
Good God. Emily.
Hello?
Hi, you're 22 on Love Line.
Yeah.
What's up?
I have questions because I've done lots of LSD.
Uh-huh.
And I hallucinate almost every day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I haven't done it in, like, 6 years. I've done, like, thousands and thousands of hits.
Yeah. Are you having flashbacks, or are you...
I get, like, full-on hallucinations. Like,
yeah, you need to see...
tracers all the time.
Yeah, you need to see a doctor. Are you getting depressed?
No. Okay. I'm not depressed. But
that will come.
Yeah?
Yes.
Hmm.
When did you start doing acid? You're only 22, and you said you've done it hundreds of times.
Thousands of times.
Thousands of times.
I started when I was 13.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so damaging.
Yeah.
Why do you still hallucinate, Drew? Even when you stop, is it still in your system from doing it so much?
Your brain is altered.
Oh, really? Yeah. And it can't grow back, can it?
No, it does not grow back.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Emily.
Well, I also have other questions, because I've done lots of ecstasy, too.
Yeah.
I've done probably like 150 hits.
Okay.
So what does that do to my brain? Because I know it kills parts of your brain.
Yeah, it kills the part of the brain. It'll impair your memory.
Mm-hmm.
And...
But short-term from what you learn once you do it, correct?
Well, actually, I have a really good photographic memory, so I don't understand, because I had like a health class, and they told me that it would drop my IQ 50 points, and I was I did so much LSD, I should have been a super genius then or something.
It might, or it's something that may not manifest yet, but it will affect memory. And it will affect mood. And those things do tend to come on simultaneously. And it's going to come on. And you just got to be sure you're on top of it. Usually, it's going to be hard to know what's what. You've done so many of both drugs. With ecstasy, usually it starts as sort of a social phobia. You know, people originally will say that they're very social. All of a sudden, they start feeling funny in social situations and claustrophobic. And then pretty soon, they have trouble going outside. And then they start getting depressed. And
so it's like paranoia.
It's an anxiety, and then followed by depression. And then the LSD, usually there's just this grinding, severe depression that kind of comes on slowly.
Hmm.
And it will come. It is a destructive chemical to the limbic regions of the brain, the center part of the brain. That's where your mood is generated.
You always say X and LSD are the worst to take because they're destroying your brain.
Yeah, the neurotoxin.
Right. So, Drew, let me ask you this question.
But we call it E on the West Coast.
Yeah, X, E. Yeah.
E.
Okay. You're very E-tarded, Emily. Is that better?
Huh?
You're acting very E-tarded. Is that better?
Okay.
Right, that's right. Drew.
Yeah.
Doing X once a year for 4 straight years.
Maybe nothing. We don't know.
So it seems
everybody wants to know exactly what, you know, what's the threshold.
I don't want to know exactly, but it seems like a lot of drugs and things like that, if you do them every single day for a year straight, then you're screwed.
No. With LSD and ecstasy, it seems to be... But LSD, it's total dose per use. and total exposure per lifetime, cumulative exposure.
Okay.
With ecstasy, it seems to be cumulative exposure.
What does that mean?
The total dose you've taken.
So you've taken 30, even if it's over 30 years, you've done it 30. It's like right. The same as doing it in 30 days.
It seems that way, yeah.
Okay. But we don't know for sure.
I can't
yet.
Say that one with accuracy, but okay. It's that kind of idea, yeah.
Right. Marijuana is the flame. Heroin is the fuse. LSD is the bomb.
Suzanne?
Yes.
What's up? You're 21 on Loveline.
Hi.
Hey.
In August, my ex and I, who we were sleeping together at the time, and we went to Mexico with one of his good friends, and there was a lot of alcohol involved, and his friend took advantage of me.
What did he do?
He slept with me. Well, we slept together, I guess you could say.
Wait a minute, he took advantage of
you? Made it seem like you were just the innocent bystander.
Did he rape you?
I wasn't 100% innocent, but...
Wait, did he rape you?
Basically, yes.
He raped you?
Yes.
Are you just saying that to cover your tush?
No. Like, I was...
Why didn't you report this?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Have you been raped before?
I've been thinking about it.
Have you been raped before?
No.
Never?
No.
How is
no,
it your no. fault at all, then, when I said, do you feel responsible or something like that? You're like, a little bit or something like that. How is it your fault at all, then?
I guess... I don't know. I guess just because I wasn't... I don't know.
Was this in California this happened?
This is in Mexico.
Because in California, you can't be intoxicated and render consent. That's a rape if you're really that loaded.
Right.
So you should report this. This is not.
It was in Mexico when it happened.
Well,
yeah.
These are California citizens, I assume. I don't know how the law would look at that, but.
Yeah.
Look, this is serious business.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a question, though, specifically?
Yeah, well, obviously my ex was really upset with me after this. And we were talking about getting back together at that time, and we went through a period of not speaking together, and then he and I became friends again since then, and started sleeping together again, and we were talking about getting back together, but it's kind of like been the blocker, as you know, well, this happened.
Are you following this?
Yes.
Explain it to me.
Okay, they went to Mexico,
Who?
Her boyfriend and his friend.
But it's her ex-boyfriend.
Well, now it is.
And it was
now,
already her ex-boyfriend at that point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was my ex at that time, but we were sleeping
together. But they were sleeping together.
So what does he care? You weren't committed.
Yeah.
That was my thing. But we were talking about getting back together. I don't know. There was this whole weird thing.
I guess I didn't get it. Now I'm really confused. Suzanne, we have to go.
And now you're back to the friends with benefit relationship.
We were back to the friends with benefits. I got tired of that. You know.
Yeah, but he wants it. He's back to that now, but he's going to hold you there. This guy's diabolical. He's an idiot. Why do you want to get back with this guy?
Seriously.
He's
Looney.
Come on.
The relationship was really good.
Here's what his reaction should have been to his buddy raping you, which is, oh, my God, what can I do to help you? Let's take care of this. As opposed to, you promised me that we'd maintain this friends with benefit, and it would be just a contract with me.
But
me and my penis.
I think... The plan was two guys and one girl going to Mexico. Maybe the two guys were thinking two-on-one action going down
there. This
guy's
not that bad.
I don't know.
Where was the ex-boyfriend when you were in Mexico getting attacked?
In the same room.
What?
See?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I see.
I mean, he was totally, you know, angry, and he was not very happy about it.
He was sitting there watching, yeah?
No, I mean, he was walking through the room and, like, swearing, and, I mean, he was not very happy.
And you guys went right on about your business?
Well, I mean, I stopped. I was like, you know, I got him off of me, and I was trying to console my ex, and he wasn't having any of it, and I was in tears. And
Suzanne, was this a rape or not?
I would say so.
With another guy in the room watching, then he should be responsible as well.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you better do something about this.
And don't get back together with him.
You've never had anything like this happen to you ever before.
No.
You've never been taken advantage of.
I've never been that drunk in my entire life.
You've never sexually abused. You've never been taken advantage of.
No.
Been victimized in any way.
No.
All right. Well, you gotta, it seems to me you gotta take some action.
You seem pretty nice.
Stay away from this. Both these guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a mess. And why do you put up with that? Why do you compromise yourself in this friends with benefit relationship that does nothing for you?
Well, I ended the actual friends with benefits a couple months ago.
Well, that's it.
So we've been friends, and he's been kind of wanting the benefits again, but that's...
Yeah, he's friends because he knows if he keeps pushing the friend thing, the benefits
come
with
it. You're going to give in, yeah?
Yeah. It's not a friend. That is not a friend. Come on.
All right, Suzanne?
Okay.
All right.
Don't go doing anything stupid.
Okay.
Don't go chasing waterfalls, as TLC said 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.
All right, we have to take a break here on Love Line. I'm Stryker for Ace Rocola along with Drew. When we get back, we're going to speak to a lady. She wants to know why she can't have multiple orgasms. Earlier, we spoke to a lady that can't have any orgasms. Maybe we'll put them together, and then the waterfalls will really flow. More on Love Line.
Go back in there.
Ah, we're back on Loveline. Listen. If you're in New Orleans right now, look for Corolla and Jimmy walking around. If you're in L.A., Dr. Drew and I are here. I'm Stryker.
That's right.
At Loveline. A few minutes left here. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. There's something good we were going to go to. Oh, the multiple orgasm lady. Yes. God, you are greedy. Adrian?
Yes.
You're 26?
Uh-huh.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks, first of all, for talking to me. I've had this problem all my life, I guess, since I've known. And,
you've had a problem all your life?
Well, just the fact that I can't have multiple orgasms.
Well, neither can Stryker, neither can I.
Well, I realize that. And I am sorry for you, but I hear all my friends talk about this. Like,
well, some women can have them and some women don't.
Thing.
Some
women. So there's nothing I can do about this?
You may not be wired that way.
The Kama Sutra.
No, you just may not be wired that way. You can try, you know, the shower, you know, the mobile shower head stuff, and you can try vibrators, but...
Isn't one good enough?
It should be.
Adrian?
Not always.
Well, do you have a partner?
No.
Maybe that's really more the problem. You know?
Well, I just got rid of my partner.
Hmm. Right,
well, so that's not the problem. He wasn't doing it for me, but that wasn't the problem either. So I don't know if it's, I mean, it can't be one partner if it's been all of them, you know?
Yeah, but maybe a more satisfying relationship and the number of orgasms become less important.
Does multiple mean one after another or like 5 and 10 minutes?
No, it means one, pow, 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 pow. No refractions.
Well, oh, okay.
Once I do orgasm, I immediately have to urinate. Actually, it's real sensitive, and I have to.
Adrian, what is up with you? First of all, you sound very angry.
No.
Have you been able to have relationships, stable relationships?
Oh yeah, I've had many.
Uh-huh. Many, and any successful ones that last for a few years?
The last I was in was 2 years, and the one before that was 4 years.
And how have they been?
Pretty successful.
You know, you're not with alcoholics or addicts or become abusive.
The first was an addict.
All right. What was your family of origin like?
I actually come from a family of addicts.
Okay. Well,
that's why you're dating addicts.
Yeah,
as Drew was about to say.
My last wasn't.
Have you gone? Are you an addict?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever had any momentum with chemicals or drugs?
Well, I do smoke cigarettes.
No. But there is really a real disconnect with you, Adrian. That's all I can tell you. I don't know if because of the coming from an alcoholic family system, it can be very difficult sometimes to connect emotionally and intimately with people. Did you ever go to Al-Anon? Do you ever have any therapy?
I've been to AA, yeah.
So you've gone to AA yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So you're an alcoholic?
No, I had a friend that was in AA, and I was smoking a lot of pot at the time, and she told me that it would... probably be good, even though it's AA, I could go with her. And
all right, there's really something going on with you, Adrian. You got a disconnect going on. Whether or not you're an addict, I can't tell, but you certainly are the product of an alcoholic family, and you're manifesting these sort of typical phenomenon that children of alcoholics have, which is very deep, sometimes rage and anger, difficulty with trusting, difficulty connecting. And, you know, when you aren't really in a real relationship, what else is there to worry about but how many orgasms you're having? That is not normal. That's a sign that there's something really ungratifying and inadequate in your interpersonal life.
I don't think I've heard anyone on the show call to complain that she can't have more than one at a time. Do you get have many calls like that?
No.
Man, I can only have one every 10 minutes, and I want more for the love of God. There's a man who has a question I'd like to know the answer to. Jason, you're 32.
Yes.
Actually, no. I think I'm going for distance, not your actual question, but go ahead.
Well, distance is part of my question. Hi, Dr. Drew and Stryker.
Hello.
Dr. Drew, I don't know if this has been asked before. I've never heard it on your show. I'm wondering how I get more volume and like more intensity to my ejaculation, also meaning distance.
You know who the canon is? The porn star, a.k.a. Peter North?
Oh, yeah.
Is that guy not the king?
I thought he was the North Pole. I didn't know he was the canon.
Well, that... Thank you. That's the nickname that I gave him, along with my friend Chris Wilcox.
All right. Okay. Yeah, but that's what I mean. I see that kind of stuff, and I am not like that, and I wish that I was.
The canon. A question?
Pardon me?
How can he shoot out more?
No, I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Why or how could I...
No,
why do you want more? Drew wants to know.
Oh, because I think it would be more exciting for me and probably my partner. I think it looks cool.
Yeah, I agree with you. Drew, ask me the questions, too. I'm with this guy.
We're calling your wife.
Just take it easy.
I'm not married.
Oh.
Because as usual, most guys, their concept... Ann, help back me up on this. Ann, where are you?
Drew, it's more for fun. He's not super serious, right, Jason?
Back me up.
I'm not backed up about this. I don't feel inadequate. I just think
what would be cool? Hang on here, Jason. To a partner, Ann, what in the world would be good about this? And correct me if I'm wrong. And?
There's nothing appealing about more cum.
Nothing, right?
Nothing.
It's like that's like more. I mean, fill in the blank, disgusting fluid.
More snot.
Yeah, more snot. It's got to be good then.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Jason, I mean, listen, most guys have these weird impulses where things that to women either translate to yuck or ouch,
but
become
dude,
things you want to do more of.
Good to hear, though, what Ann said, because, like, I've never had this conversation with a woman about this, but... That's good to hear, because that makes me feel a little better about it.
But it's more of a game I play with myself. I like to see how much flies out of there each time.
It would be cool.
Yeah, eventually, Stryker, your soul will emerge, I'm sure. It'll just come flying out of there.
And I don't agree with Jason that the girl likes it more. I wasn't on that side of the fence at all. I didn't say that either, by the way. I just think it's cool.
I didn't know if she would or not. I just thought it might be more of a climactic event, you know. Just a little bit.
Are you inside her?
Huh?
Yeah, you're inside her. What difference does it make?
Well, not always, not every time. Sometimes you share.
And sometimes he like kneels above her head and tries to get it to the toes.
You share?
Yeah, sometimes it's sharing the event or the moment. It's something that both of you can do.
Come on, honey. Let's see if we can get in the belly button tonight.
I'm sure if she's going down on you, the more the better.
Oh.
Well, Ann's being facetious, okay?
She can use it as a water pick, my friend.
Enough.
Jason, thanks for calling, man.
Hey, can I give Dr. Drew a comment?
Sure.
I saw you today only part of your interview, and I don't know if it was on Fox News or MSNBC or what it was.
Yeah.
And I didn't really agree with your take on the condom thing.
Okay.
But I didn't see all of it, but I think it's unaccountable for us to just hand everybody condoms. I think that those people who come over should bring their own and be prepared. And I know you said that, like, people from the Netherlands or elsewhere come.
What's he talking about? No one has any idea what he's talking about.
I did a news talk show today.
Oh, yeah. I guess you'll have to explain that. Anyway, I didn't really agree with your take, although I do respect
the discussion became unfocused. Wait, let me talk to him a second. He started talking about other countries and AIDS risks and this kind of thing. And the point is that there's a first aid center there that provides first aid, and amongst the things that they can access for free is condoms.
Wow. Hmm.
That's the whole thing. And there's many religious groups are outraged that young people could be allowed to have sex.
Yeah.
That's what the discussion was. Jason, you called asking about shooting out a bunch more cum. Relax, buddy. Okay? We're trying to get young people not to have sex and to practice safe sex if they decide to.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's all that was.
I didn't want it to be a huge handout for people to come over and have, you know, a big screw fest over at the Olympics.
No, that was not that's not the point.
Jason. Cool.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Wait, hold on, Jason.
Yeah.
Hold your wiener as long as humanly possible before you shoot, and that's how you get your distance.
Cool.
Hold it. It's like a hose. You hold that thing.
All right.
Later, dude.
Thank you.
All right. Let's try to get a quick call in here. Yeah. Number two. Hey, Katie, 20, something about pubic hair. What's your question?
Hi, Dr. Drew. Hi, Stryker.
Hi,
Katie.
Love the show. Okay, well, I have this question, and I don't know. I've tried to find information on it everywhere, but I want to remove, you know, all my pubic hair so I can look like a porn star, you know, just be all smooth and like, you know what I mean? And I tried waxing, you know, the top part of it, which worked, you know, and it's a little bit irritated, but I know it'll get better in a couple days.
So you took off your pubic hair?
Well, only the top part of it, but I still have some on the lips, and I want to get rid of all of it. Because it just disgusts me, and I just hate it.
We need a porn star to tell us the exact technique to get it down below.
It disgusts you and you hate it. That's interesting. Were you sexually abused?
No.
Do you watch a lot of porn?
Wait a minute.
What? She paused. Okay.
No. Yeah. What does that mean?
No, I wasn't. I did have some bad situations, but that's when I was older, and it was like, you know, bad choices by me, you know what I mean?
So you were raped or something?
No, I wasn't raped, but I was planning to be a virgin until I got married, and it was, you know, I don't know, I think a lot of people cry rape, and I was drunk, and I do think that, you know, it was kind of wrong, you know, like, to just have sex with me, and I was drunk, and it was my first time drinking, but it wasn't rape, you know, I was conscious and everything, but it's like, after that, I just kind of like, I don't know, I slept with a lot of people, and I just...
Well, it sounds like you got a little stuff going on there, and you're disgusted by your normal anatomy. That you got some feelings about all this, and that's more what concerns me than whether you're actually able to remove hair.
There's a product called NADS I see like at 3 in the morning.
Great.
Yeah, but you can't put it down there.
No, you cannot.
Katie, there's something else going on. That's what you need to take care of. You're going to keep making bad choices until you reconcile this self-loathing.
Well, I don't, like, know how, because, I mean, I'm happily married right now, but it's like I don't know how to get over the past.
Well, and there are people who can help you with that. I suggest you take advantage of that.
Well, who?
Well, do you have a doctor?
No.
Okay.
Do you have a waxer?
Get a referral to a therapist.
Shut up.
Get a referral to a therapist. This is not a difficult problem for somebody to help you with, okay?
We'll be
but
right
is there,
back.
Like, anything I can do to take... Because, I mean, it's like...
Katie, back to the hair.
Katie?
It really bothers me.
Back to the
Katie,
hair.
Katie, we have to go because we are 100% of time.
Okay, love you guys.
All right, bye. Thanks, bye. Katie. All right, we got to take a quick break. More Love Line after this. That's going to do it for tonight's Love Line. I'm on with Dr. Giroux, Stryker. Thank you guys for being so cool and hanging out. Sunday will be best of on Super Bowl Sunday, but then Monday is going to be cool. Jason Schwartzman's going to be here. He's got that new movie coming out, Slackers. He's in a band. The band will be here. We'll play music. We'll hang out. His mom, Talia Shire, will not be here.
Interesting.
I don't know what she's going to be doing. But that's it. So have a good Super Bowl Sunday. Have a good weekend. I'll be filling in for Ace Rocola once again on Monday night. So we'll talk to you then.
Cool.
Is that good?
Yeah.
All right. For Dr. Drew, I am Stryker, and I am saying, adios, senor. I do not have a crooked penis.
What?
See? Well, I don't know. I don't know what I see.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.